Coming up on episode number 855, well, last week and earlier this week, we celebrated the 81st birthdays of Leonard Nimoy and William Shatner, also known as James T. Kirk and Spock, in a different order, right? Flip it around. There you go. Today on the show, we are going to celebrate with a bunch of covers by, not just of Star Trek, but covers by actors and actresses who were on the Enterprise or on Voyager or maybe floating around on Deep Space Nine. Who knows? We'll get to it. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is Tuesday, March 27th, 2012. My name is Brandon, and welcome to an episode of Coverville that will boldly go where no episode of Coverville has gone before. Couldn't resist. Star Trek is the theme tonight, and while there are a couple of covers of the Star Trek song, most of the songs that you're going to be hearing tonight will be performed by actors and actresses who were on the decks of the various ships, both in TV and in movies. Let's get things started, though, just to get you in the mood. How about a cover of the theme from Star Trek, the original series? This one performed by Ferrant and Teicher. This you'll find on the Easy Listening Acid Trip. Here is the cover of the song popularized and made famous by Alexander Courage. None of the lyrics by Gene Roddenberry, just the Alexander Courage music. Here is the theme from Star Trek.
Thank you. sunny. Thank you for the sunshine bouquet. And sunny, thank you for the love you brought my way. You gave to me your all and all. Now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one, so true, I love you. Sunny, yesterday my life was filled with rain. And sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Oh, the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Oh, sunny one, so true, I love you. Sunny, I thank you for the truth you let me see. Oh, sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. Well, my life was torn like windblown sand, then a rock was formed when we held hands. Sunny one, so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for that smile upon your face. That flows with grace. Well, you're my spark of nature's fire, and you're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one, so true, I love you.
Tambourine man. Hey, Mr. Tambourine man. And there is no place I'm going to.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me.
In the jingle, jangle morning, I'll come following you. Take me on a trip on your magic swirling ship. My senses have been stripped. My hands can't feel to grip. My toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. Ready to go anywhere. I'm ready for to fade into my own parade. Cast your dancing spell my way. I promise to go under it. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me.
In the jingle, jangle morning, I'll come following you.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man,
Mr. Tambourine Man. Mr. Tambourine Man.
Mr.
Tambourine Man!
Bird flying high, you know how I feel. Sun up in the sky. It's a new dawn and a new day. It's a new life for me. I feel all right.
Feeling good.
On Thursday.
Feeling good.
Everything uptight.
Feeling good. on Friday, I feel good. And then comes Saturday, just like it should. And on Sunday, yeah, then comes Sunday, I talk about Sunday. Oh, well, oh.
And tell me again, how was Tuesday? Tell me about Tuesday again. That is Nichelle Nichols, also known as Uhura, with her cover of Feeling Good, originally by Nina Simone. You'll find that on her album Down to Earth, which was re-released with four extra bonus tracks. You'll have to check that out. Before that, it's the song that everybody thinks of. Somebody pointed this out in the Tadpole. When you think of Shatner singing... Yeah, as much as I'd like you to think of Common People, no, you're going to think of Mr. Tambourine Man or maybe Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. That is William Shatner from The Transformed Man from way back in the 60s with a cover of the Bob Dylan song, Mr. Tambourine Man, a song that was popularized by the Byrds when it was covered by them. Not so much by Bill Shatner. Before that, Sunny, originally by Bobby Hebb, covered there by Mr. Spock. Not Dr. Spock, not the child psychologist, but Mr. Spock. Leonard Nimoy, you'll find that on a 1968... actually, you'll find that on a newer CD called Spaced Out, The Best of Leonard Nimoy and William Shatner that covers a lot of the stuff that they recorded in the late 60s, originally recorded in 1968. Look for that CD. It's a double, it's not necessarily a double CD in the fact that you get two CDs in there, but it covers both Shatner and Nimoy's stuff. So make sure you check that out. And we start off the set with Ferranti and Tyker from the Easy Listening Acid Trip. That is the theme from Star Trek. Actually, the vinyl that came from, surprisingly enough, is from an album called Star Wars. And Penny will point out that there is no difference. The original version done by Alexander Courage, cover there by Ferrante and Teicher. Look for that vinyl. It's all songs with the word star in them. And I don't think there was a cover of Star Wars actually on that album. I think it was Star Trek, Stardust, Something in the Stars, You're My Lucky Star, stuff like that. Not the Madonna song, but the old traditional song. Anyway, check it out. Ferranti and Teicher's Star Wars vinyl album. Coverville today is brought to you. Boy, this is going to be a perfect day to have both Audible and Think Geek. We'll start with Audible, right? So go to audibletrial.com/coverville and sign up for a free 30-day account. Now, what do you get for that free 30 days? Well, you get to, of course, peruse and sample all of the great stuff on audible.com. Over 100,000 audio books and audio programming files that you can download and listen to on your device, whatever it is, whether it's an Android, an iPhone, a BlackBerry, whatever you want to listen to it on, you can listen to an Audible file on that. Now, if you do a search for Star Trek on Audible, you get 84 results, you know, 5 pages of results here. But the things that I want to draw your attention to, some great stuff that you can get as your free audiobook, the Star Trek Movie Memories book, written and narrated by William Shatner, 4 hours and 43 minutes of Shatner talking about his Star Trek movie memories. Something that I remember hearing about a few years ago, Spock versus Q. It is it's Alien Voices. It's basically a fictional dialogue between Spock and Q, as if they met, and it's narrated by Leonard Nimoy and John DeLancey, kind of a philosophical discussion. Check that out. I think they've got both of them. They've got the sequel and the original, and the physics of Star Trek, if you want to look at it from a scientific point of view, all that stuff. Right there on Audible. How do you get it free? How do you try out their service? Write this down. audibletrial.com/coverville. That's the way to do it. Or just go to coverville.com. You'll find a link to Audible in the show notes for this episode. Click that. It'll take you right where you need to go and get you set up with all the great stuff you want to listen to from audible.com. All right. let's move off from the original series and kind of move on to the stuff that came after. Let's start with a cover of the theme to Star Trek, The Next Generation. This one performed by Davy Allen and Arrows from their 1993 album Wild Angels and Other Themes. This sounds like it's from 1993. Wait till you just expect Will Smith to start singing at any point during this. Here is Star Trek, The Next Generation by Davy Allen and Arrows.
Smile at me, I heard a melody, it haunted me from the start. Something inside of me started a symphony, zing went the strings of my heart. 'Twas like a breath of spring, I heard a rock.
robin sing about a nest set apart. All nature seemed to be in perfect harmony. Zing went the strings of my heart. Your eyes made sky seem blue again. What else could I do again but keep repeating through again? I love you, love you. I still recall the thrill. I guess I always will. I hoped we'll never depart. Dear, with your lips to mine, a rhapsody divine. Zing went the strings of my heart. Seem blue again. What else could I do again but keep repeating through again? I love you, love you. I still recall the thrill. I guess I always will. I hope we'll never depart. I'll be with your lips to mine, a rhapsody divine. Sing, sing, sing when the strings of mine.
If you're down and confused, and you don't remember who you're talking to, concentration slips away, because your baby is so far away. Well, there's a rose in a fisted love, and the eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with. Don't be angry, don't be sad, don't sit crying over the times you had. There's a girl sitting right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do. Well, there's a rose in a fisted love, and the eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be the one you love, honey, love the one you're with.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a feeling that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever. That is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long, long ago. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, 'cause you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. If you live, you learn. Fever. Till you sizzle. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
Okay, so that one was actually used on Star Trek Voyager. That is Nana Visitor from a collection called The Best of Star Trek Volume 2 from 2004, a cover of the song originally performed by Little Willie John, but made famous by Peggy Lee. Fever, performed by Nana Visitor. She played Kira on Deep Space Nine. Great cover there. And actually, people were joking about, maybe a version by Catherine or by Janeway, Captain Janeway. Catherine Janeway? What was her first name? It wasn't Catherine, was it? Anyway, Captain Janeway. No. How about one there by Kira? It was Catherine, they're saying. Okay, so it was Catherine, Captain Catherine. Before that, Tim Russ, also known as Tuvok from Voyager. Actually, he appeared on a ton of different Star Trek projects, both in the films and on the various TV shows, but most known as Tuvok from Voyager. A cover of Love the One You're With from Second Thoughts. That is an album that came out in 2007 with that Crosby, Stills, and Nash & Young cover. Before that, Brent Spiner, Commander Data, with Zing, Went the Strings of My Heart from his album Old Yellow Eyes is back, of course, hearkening back to his role as Data. A cover of the song by Hal Leroy and Eunice Healy. And then we start off that set with a cover of the TV theme, the theme to Star Trek The Next Generation, performed by Davy Allen and Arrows from 1993 from the album Wild Angels and Other Themes. And boy, if that doesn't feel like it's a 1993 song, then you don't know you're 1993. Very cool. And like I said, you know, I expect Will Smith to just start singing in there anytime, at any point in that track. I expect him to start telling you a little story about growing up in the hood and moving to Risa, the fifth moon of Risa. All right. So let's say you are looking for some Star Trek stuff. Well, you're in luck. The sponsor for the second half of Coverville today is Think Geek, Stuff for Smart Masses. These guys have Star Trek coming out of their warp coils. Check them out. Star Trek pizza cutters, insignia pins, bottle openers. You could have your entire place decked out like Sheldon on Big Bang Theory. Cookbooks, tribbles, everything you could possibly want. And what's the best way to get this stuff? Delivered to your house for free. Yes, that is the best way to get this stuff. If you place an order and you spend more than $75, you will get free shipping direct to your house with all that great Star Trek goodies in a nice big box for you. Check it out by going to coverville.com and click the link for Think Geek. You'll find it right there in the post for this episode. That'll take you right to the page where you find out more about the free shipping offer and find out all of the great stuff that they have, whether you're a Trekker, a Trekkie, or maybe you're a Star Wars fan. whatever it is, you'll get it over there at thinkgeek.com, stuff for smart masses. All right, so we've covered Deep Space Nine, we've covered Voyager, we've covered The Next Generation. How about the most recent TV adaptation of Star Trek? Of course, a favorite of mine, Scott Bakula, back when he was on Quantum Leap, recorded this track, and I want to say it was from a two-parter where he leapt home to try and save his brother, but not the one actually called The Leap Home, which was the final episode. I'll have to look it up and find out the name of that episode. Can't remember it. But he sits on the porch and plays a version of this song for his brother. It's a cover of Imagine, performed by Scott Bakula from the 1993 soundtrack to Quantum Leap, a cover of John Lennon. Here is Scott Bakula.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. And no religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us. And the world will be as one. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of men. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday.
Fools rush in where angels fear to tread, and so I come to you, my love, my heart above my head. Though I see the danger there, if there's a chance for me, then I don't care. Fools rush in where wise men never go, but wise men never fall in love, so how are they to know? When we met, I felt my life begin. So open up your heart and let this fool rush in. rush in, where wise men never go. But wise men never fall in love, so how are they to know? When we met, I felt my life begin. So open up your heart and let this fool rush in. Just open up your heart and let this fool rush in. Yes, open up your heart and let this fool rush in.
Well, if I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Well, if I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Well, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Well, I have a hammer, and I have a bell, and I have a song to sing all over this land. It's the hammer of justice. It's the bell of freedom. And the song is the song of love. Love between all of my brothers, and love between all of my sisters, all over this land.
Okay, Tom, I'll thrust ass, 2 feet per second, I'll stop, I'll start thrusting forward, and you stage fire.
Distance, a ribbon of black, stretched to the point of no turning back. A flight of fancy on a windswept field. Standing alone, my senses reel. A fatal attraction's holding me fast. How can I escape this irresistible grasp? Can't keep my eyes from the circling skies. Tongue tied and twisted, just an earthbound misfit I. Ice is forming on the tips of my wings. Unheeded warnings, I thought of everything. No navigator to find my way home. Unladen, empty, and turned to stone. A soul in tension that's learning to fly. Condition grounded, determined to try. can't keep my eyes from the circling skies. Tongue-tied and twisted, just an earthbound misfit I. Above the planet, on a wing and a prayer. My grubby halo, a vapor trail in the empty air. Across the clouds, I see my shadow fly. Out of the corner of my watering eye, a dream unthreatened by the morning light. Could blow this soul right through the roof of the night. There's no sensation to compare with this. Suspended animation, a state of bliss. Can't keep my mind from the circling skies. Tongue-tied and twisted, just an earthbound misfit eye. Drifting, falling, floating, weightless, calling, calling home.
Let me tell you what happened there real quick as we come around with this first.
Yeah, he puts that on almost every track on that album, Seeking Major Tom, which came out last year. William Shatner closing us out with a cover of Pink Floyd's Learning to Fly with some help from Edgar Froese. Great. Yeah, I don't know why he's got that. I mean, I know the album is Seeking Major Tom, but he's got that Peter Schilling bit in every, somehow wedged into like 9 out of the 12 tracks or something. Before that, Leonard Nimoy again with a cover of If I Had a Hammer. You'll find that on Golden Throats, the Great Celebrity Sing-Off. You'll actually find a couple songs from this show on that album. Great, great album, the first volume of Golden Throats. Came out in 1988, that cover of a song originally, well, Americanized, I should say, by Pete Seeger and first released by The Weavers. Before that, Fools Rush In by Stephen Collins, who was an actor, an actor on several projects, but most notably Star Trek, the movie. You'll recognize him. Do a search for Stephen Collins as soon as you see the guy. You're like, oh, yeah, I know that guy. He was... Ilea? Was that her name? The bald gal from the movie? Anyway, that's him. Stephen Collins from his self-titled album from 2003, covering Rick Nelson's Fools Rush In. And we start off with Scott Bakula and Velton Ray Bunch and their cover of John Lennon's Imagine. That one comes from the 1993 soundtrack to the TV show Quantum Leap. And with that, we will close out this very special Star Trek edition of Coverville. You want more Star Trek? Guess what? It's coming. I am so happy to get ready. I'm happy to announce, I mean, you know about this, that we're doing the Smooth Federation album coming out very soon on Coverville Records, an album by Andrew Allen, a very, very talented pianist who has recorded covers of all of the Star Trek music, not just the themes to all the different shows and movies, but also incidental music and score music from the TV shows. So you will have to check that out. It's coming soon. It's going to be available on a Kickstarter, so that way we can get as many of these discs as we need to have produced. It's great. It's going to work out really, really well. So keep an eye right here on the Coverville website or in the Coverville show. Keep an ear in the Coverville show, and you'll find out more about that as soon as it becomes available. Thursday, I think it might be a Morrissey and Smiths cover story. If Emily gets her way, that is what it will be. So cross your fingers that that's what's going to be coming up. In the meantime, this is Brandon Bitt saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time right here. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed, the Ultra Mega Super Deluxe Feed. Check that out by going to frogpants.com. You're going to find podcasts so good, you'll be giving them all you got, Captain.
Program so good, it's like you're there.